costs in advance so that there are no surprises. Our suppliers get paid faster, too, which motivates them to make swift deliveries. The list of benefits goes on. We're always discovering new ones. With my insistence on eliminating paperwork, I must sound anti-paper. I am against paper forms, but even I still print out long electronic documents I want to read and annotate. Most people, when they're trying to organize a long document, like to spread out the pages on a table so that they can see them all at once. Hard to do with a PC. Until we get a breakthrough in flat-screen technology, and furious research is going on at Xerox, the MIT Media Lab, Kent State, Microsoft, and other academic and corporate research sites in the United States and Japan, books and magazines still can't be beat for readability and portability. Today, PCs are better than paper for reading when you have shorter documents and lots of collaboration, or when you're searching and pivoting through data. Easy searches and hypertext links are the major reasons electronic encyclopedias have overtaken print encyclopedias in popularity. For forms, where you're filling in data that eventually has to be entered into a computer anyway, the time is ripe for abolishing paper. Otherwise, you end up with groups whose job is to take paper forms and type the information into the computer system. Then you get people who measure their productivity by noting how great it is that their data entry error rate has gone down from 3% to 2%. If you start with electronic forms, you not only eliminate extra work, you also ensure consistency, easy measurement, and proper authorization. When a paper form is confusing, you end up calling somebody or going somewhere to stand in line. On our intranet, every page contains summaries and details of plans, the ability to search, and links to related pages, and to answers to frequently asked questions or facts. A well-thought-out fact feature on a new intranet application can save us 200 or more emails from employees looking for basic information. Since you have no control over the paper that reaches you from outside your organization, your strategy should be to integrate it into your electronic systems. Companies such as Eastman Software and Platinum Software use imaging software to scan documents and integrate them into the digital flow. You can drill down through various levels of detail and cost summaries, all the way to an image of the original paper invoice, and you can index and search for original paper documents and include them in email-based workflow scenarios. While not as good as having data come in digitally, scanning enables you to go all digital internally while waiting for the rest of the world to catch up. While the move from paper to electronic forms is a vital step in the evolution of a modern organization's nervous system, you should use the change to improve important processes central to your business rather than just streamline what you have. Once in place, a digital nervous system is easy to build on. A good network, a good email system, and easy-to-build web pages are everything you need for eliminating internal paper forms, too. You can add any number of intranet applications easily once this infrastructure is in place. Our internal tools have two goals: to use software to handle routine tasks, eliminating wasted time and energy for our knowledge workers, and to free people to do more difficult work and handle exceptions. Our internal developers use the soft-boiled egg rule. A user must be able to get into and out of an administrative tool within 3 minutes. The metric ensures that we don't automate a process with a clumsy tool. Streamlining administrative and internal business processes is an important way to improve the overall efficiency of your employees. Giving knowledge workers good internal tools also sends them a subtle but important message. Companies talk about rewarding initiative and keeping workers focused on business. When employees see a company eliminate bottlenecks and time-draining routine administrative chores from their workdays, they know that the company values their time and wants them to use it profitably. It's easy to measure when you make your factory workers more efficient. It's hard to measure when you make your knowledge workers more effective, but it's just common sense that knowledge workers who are not distracted or burdened by routine matters will do better work. The benefit to customers is that your employees spend less time shuffling papers and more time on customer needs. I know one thing for sure. You couldn't make Microsoft employees go back to the old way of doing things. The predictions that we'd have paperless offices were right, just premature by several decades.
Well, a knowledge worker is somebody who takes information and uses it in an intelligent way, not in a preordained, kind of rote, just enter the data into the computer type way. I think that all workers will become knowledge workers because those simplistic kind of jobs will be eliminated. Now, there's an opportunity there to use these knowledge workers to help customers in new ways. That can only be done, though, if it's easy for them to get the information, if it's literally at their fingertips and they're very comfortable with the tools that deliver up that information.
Part 2. Commerce. The Internet changes everything. Not too long ago, I had a talk scheduled with the board of directors of a German financial institution. These were experienced business people. The youngest person there was probably 55, and many of them were in their 60s. They'd seen a lot of changes in banking, and beginning with mainframes, they'd lived through a lot of technology changes, too. The bank had not yet, though, embraced the new Internet technologies. On the day of my talk, they'd heard a series of presentations from Microsoft employees about our strategy. When I walked into the briefing center, they were all sitting there with their arms folded across their chests, looking unhappy. "Okay," I said, "what's the problem?" One of them replied, "We think that banking is in the process of changing completely, and we're getting technical presentations from people here at Microsoft, more technical than we're used to." He took off his glasses and rubbed his eyes and said, "This is probably good, although it's making us tired." After a pause, he continued, "It's good that you're just going to make all of your products better, but what's the overall plan? To view you as a long-term vendor, we need you to give us a vision of the future. What are your organizing principles for development?" I went to the whiteboard and began to go down the major changes that I thought were going to occur with technology in the near future. What I'm about to write down are 10 inflection points that I think will fundamentally alter all industries, I told the bankers. I'm going to ask you whether you believe each of them will happen. Never mind for now how quickly. Just tell me whether you believe they're ever going to occur. If you don't believe they will, then you shouldn't change what you're doing with technology. But if you believe they're going to happen, and it's only a matter of time, then you should start to prepare for that change today. I asked, "Do you believe that in the future people at work will use computers every day for most of their jobs? Do you believe that one day most households will have computers? Do you believe that one day most businesses and most households will have high-speed connections to the World Wide Web? Do you believe email will become as common a method of communication among people in business and homes as the telephone or paper mail is today?" Now, if most people have computers and use them every day, I asked, do you believe that most information will start arriving in digital form? Do you think digital appliances will become common, I asked? Do you believe that digital devices for photography, video, TV, and phones will become ubiquitous? Do you expect that other new digital devices will proliferate around the home and be connected to the web? Do you foresee a time, I asked, when notebook computers become computer notebooks? I described what I meant, a computer notebook being a new device that enables you to take notes as you do today with a notepad and lets you carry with you all the personal and professional data you need. Am I wasting your time? I asked. Do you believe these changes are ever going to happen? By now we were beginning to have a dialogue. They had a short conversation among themselves in German. The banker who had spoken before said, "We hired a management consultant, and we've been going through the same discussion at home, and yes, we believe it's going to happen. When it does, it's going to completely change the nature of banking." After another conversation in German, the banker added, "We've decided that inside of 10 years, these inflection points will have arrived." To prepare for that change, I told them, You need to make digital information flow pervasive in your organization.